It was autumn. The leaves were falling from the trees in the forest, and there was a cold nip in the air. All the animals began to get ready for winter. One night, Mr. Fox came back from hunting and said to his wife,
There's not much food about now, it's getting colder. We better start storing what we can to help tide us over the winter.
You're right, Mr. Fox,
replied his wife, as she gathered her cubs into their lair.
I'd love to go fishing, said Mr. Bear, but I'll have to wait until spring now.
He went into his den, shut the door tight, and sealed it.
Well, I'm off for a holiday in the sun,
announced Mrs. Cuckoo, preening her feathers.
See you all next year,
she called as she took to the wing and flew south. Mrs. Mouse ran by with a mouthful of straw.
Mustache, she squeaked, or my winter bed'll never be finished in time.
But soon she too was curled up with her tail wrapped round her for warmth. Now only Mr. Squirrel wasn't ready for winter. He danced about in his tree, leaping from branch to branch and chasing his tail.
Ha 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 ha, he boasted. I don't have to get ready for winter. I've got loads of nuts all hidden away. A beautiful bushy tail to keep me warm. And besides, I don't even feel a bit sleepy.
And he carried on playing in his tree.
You still awake?
Snapped Mr. Fox.
Go to sleep, growled Mr. Bear.
Oh, please be quiet,
squeaked Mrs. Mouse, drawing her tail more tightly round her ears. But Mr. Squirrel wouldn't go to sleep. Not a bit of it. He danced up and down all the more and shouted,
I'm having such a laugh,
at the top of his voice. Winter came. The wind whistled in the trees' bare branches. The sky turned grey and it became bitterly cold. Then it started to snow. At first, Mr. Squirrel had a grand old time making snowballs. But there was no one around to throw them at, and he began to feel rather lonely. Soon he felt cold and hungry too.
Oh, it's not a problem, he said to himself. I'll have some nice nuts to eat. Now, where did I bury them?
He scampered down his tree to find that the ground was deep with snow. He ran this way and that way trying to find his hiding place. But all the forest looked the same in the snow and soon he was hopelessly lost.
Oh, what am I going to do?
He whimpered. For now he was shivering with cold and he was hungry and his beautiful bushy tail was all wet and bedraggled. All of a sudden, he thought he heard a small voice. But where was it coming from? He looked around but there was no sign of anyone. Then he realised that the voice was coming up from under the snow.
Hurry up, said the voice. You can join me down here, but you'll have to dig a path to me door.
Mr. Squirrel started digging frantically with his front paws, and sure enough there was a path leading to a door under a tree stump. The door opened slightly. It opened enough for Mr. Squirrel to squeeze his thin, tired body through. Inside was a warm, cosy room with a roaring fire, and sitting by the fire was a tiny elf.
I heard you running about up there and thought you might be in need of a bit of shelter, said the elf. Come and warm yourself up by me fire.
Mr. Squirrel was only too pleased to accept, and soon he was feeling warm and dry.
This is not me house, you know, said the elf. I think it might be part of an old badger's set. I got lost in the forest and so I found this place for myself. I decided to stay here until spring. Though how I'll find my way home, I don't know.
A fat tear rolled down the elf's cheek.
I've been dead stupid, me, said Mr. Squirrel. If you hadn't taken me in, I surely would have died. I'm indebted to you, and if you let me stay here until spring, I'll help you find your way home.
Of course you can stay, replied the elf.
I'd be glad of the company.
So Mr. Squirrel settled down with his tail for a blanket, and soon he was fast asleep. Days and nights passed, until one day the elf popped his head out of the door and exclaimed,
The snow's melted! Spring is coming! Wake up, Mr. Squirrel!
Mr. Squirrel rubbed his eyes and looked out. It was true. There were patches of blue in the sky and he could hear a bird singing.
Climb on me back, Mr. Squirrel said to the elf. I'm going to show you the world. They set off through the forest until they came to the highest tree of all.
Hold tight,
called Mr. Squirrel, as he climbed up through the branches until finally they reached the very top of the tree.
You can look now,
said Mr. Squirrel, seeing that the elf had put his tiny hands over his eyes. The elf uncovered his eyes and stared and stared. He'd never seen anything like it in his whole life. Stretching in all directions as far as the eye could see were mountains, lakes, rivers, forests and fields.
What's that silvery blue thing in the distance?
Asked the elf.
Well, that's the sea,
replied Mr. Squirrel. Suddenly the elf started to jump for joy.
What is it?
Said Mr. Squirrel.
I can see my home,
cried the elf, pointing down to the valley below the forest.
And there's me wife sitting in a chair in the sunshine. I must go home, Mr. Squirrel. Thank you for showing me the world, for I should never have seen my home again without you.
And with that, he climbed down the tree and skipped all the way home. Mr. Squirrel made his way back to his own tree.
Eh, where have you been?
Said Mr. Fox.
We've been looking for you,
said Mr. Bear.
Oh, I'm glad you're home,
said Mrs. Mouse.
Oh, so am I, said Mr. Squirrel.
I've been dead stupid, but you know what? I've learnt me lesson. Now come on, let's have a party. I've got all these nuts that need to be eaten up.
So the animals celebrated spring with a fine feast. And Mr. Squirrel vowed never to be silly again next winter.